Hey, everybody. MAGA versus money. An incredible night of MAGA candidates that win despite being majorly outspent. Tyler Boyer from Turning Point Action joins us as we recap what happened in Arizona and also some of the lessons from everything that happened across the country. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. And subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Type in Charlie Kirk Show. Hit subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I'm joined by Tyler Boyer, runs Turning Point Action, does a great job. He's also the committeeman for the state of Arizona. You were up to like 5 a.m. last night.
It was a long night, but it was a fun night.
Boy, there's a lot to unpack. But let's start with just the top line news. First, let's go from east to west. Michigan, Tudor Dixon, won. Trump endorsed. Very exciting candidate.
Yeah, Tudor we actually know pretty well. She's actually been a big supporter of Turning Point for a long time. So we're really excited about
former
that.
Former RAV host.
Former RAV host. Wonderful. Yeah, I think that you saw some of that carry over too. I mean, Michigan's a Trump state, clearly, because John Gibbs.
This is the other one we want to talk
who
about.
Who had absolutely, you know, on if you looked on paper 20 years ago and you saw a candidate like John Gibbs, you'd be like, the guy has no chance, no shot, right?
Yep.
And today it's a different world where, you know, the electorate is paying a lot more attention. And, you know, Peter Meyer and his whole gang of like, just do whatever you want and don't care about the Republican Party, that those days are over, clearly. Well, they are over. He lost. So.
Yeah. And so Peter Meyer voted for impeachment. Super snake.
It's more than that, though. I mean, what some people are talking about, we'll talk about Meghan McCain's tweet today.
We'll get to Arizona. We're going east to west.
We'll get there. But the establishment, what they don't understand and what they are really dealing with right now is they haven't worked with the Republican Party for years. They haven't cared about the Republican Party. They haven't cared about the grassroots. And what we're seeing is this whole revival of this real grassroots movement, something that you saw, you know, between like in the 70s really start to cause the Reagan Revolution.
Yep.
And I think that's where we're at right now, is that like post-Goldwater, pre-Reagan Revolution era, where the grassroots is waking up.
Yeah, it's and you're seeing it in every state. So then going east to west, and we'll cover Kansas later in the show, everybody. That's a very complicated topic with the abortion thing. It's a disappointment, but we'll unpack that later. So then Missouri, Eric Schmidt won. There was also Eric Greitens. And then, of course, we go to Arizona. So last night, there was so much confusion and chaos around the results in Arizona. But it looks as if every single Trump-endorsed candidate in Arizona has won. Is that correct?
Every single Trump-endorsed candidate. And I want to tell you a story that most people don't know about. And this is the difference. Again, this is similar to the Peter Meyer situation. So the opposite of Peter Meyer is Carrie Lake. And I'll explain to you why. Carrie Lake was running for governor. She is very much a Turning Point type style of candidate. We've known her for a long time. Young, energetic, enthusiastic. But the difference between Carrie and her opponent is this. She was more concerned about those around her and what it would look like to govern in the future if she became governor than just winning an election. And so what she did was most candidates would go in and they would ask Trump for favors. And they would say, endorse me and talk about
this
me and yada, 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 yada. You know what Carrie Lake was doing? She was advocating for Trump to endorse basically no-name people.
Like Janae?
Like Janae Champ
so
over in the West Valley.
For state Senate races.
A state Senate race. Yep. David Farnsworth, who had to knock out Rusty Bowers, who blocked election tech. So when people are like, is Carrie Lake the real deal? Carrie Lake is the real deal because she sat down, figured out with us that that was the right thing to do, did the right thing, encouraged Trump. And so Trump endorsed those people largely because of Carrie Lake. Kelly Ward was also super involved, but Carrie Lake did
that. She used her political capital to help down ballot candidates.
Instead of herself. And that is a great, great sign, people, of someone that can be not just a great candidate for governor, not just a great governor, but a great movement leader for decades.
So, you know, we're getting a lot of emails now. You guys can email us freedom@charliekirk.com, where people are breathing a sigh of relief. But last night it was really nerve-wracking, right? There looked to be this 40,000 vote delta where Karen Taylor Robeson had this lead.
Yep.
And people were very nervous. Again, we have people in the audience that are supporters of Carrie Lake and Karen Taylor Robeson, but definitely a majority of Carrie Lake supporters in the audience. However, we walked through the numbers and we said, there's an unusual way we do voting here in Arizona. And even some of the experts, though, were like, Karen Taylor Robeson's going to win. How is it that the experts couldn't see so patently in front of them that there was going to be this resurgence of same-day Carrie Lake voters? But also, Tyler, talk about the 125,000 people that went into the ballot. That was an unbelievable number. Those are like the 2,000 Mule fans, basically.
Well, I mean, guys, so the elections in Arizona are now so screwed up because of guys like Bill Gates and Stephen Richer and others who have aided.
Not that Bill Gates, by the way.
It's Bill Gates, Arizona. He's a lot shorter, a lot less money.
Yep.
But he's a county supervisor. Anyways, long story short, what they've done is they've aided Democrats in the California, what I call the California plan, which is come in and implement a California strategy for your elections, for your big county, and aid them with making things so confusing, so elongated. I mean, here's the reality, and I just tweeted this out on my Twitter, is, and you can find me at Tyler Boyer. You can kind of follow the Maricopa County
All
stuff.
Arizona stuff is Tyler.
I was the county chairman of Maricopa County for the Republican Party.
And
10
ran
years
against
ago.
The McCain machine.
Ran and against. Won. Yeah, and we hosted Trump for the first time. Anyways, what I said to him is, what I tweeted was, you have to have results quickly once the election's over. And so any process that elongates that
yes.
you're going to create confusion. It doesn't matter if you're conservative,
cynicism, negativity,
if you're a liberal, it doesn't matter. People are not going to be just like okay with you taking hours and hours and hours and days and days and days to get this done. And so they've created a new process that has just totally elongated this unnecessarily.
So, and there's 100,000 ballots left to count, but these are the people that came in and gave their ballot day of, basically. Is that right?
Yeah. So the day of ballots, so the thing that's at play here and where they've screwed everything up is day of ballot counting, number one, and number two, is the drop-off. So the drop-off ballots. So day of ballots, when you used to vote at the polling place, it was very simple. You would vote into this like old school machine. It would spit out a ticker tape that said the numbers of who won what races. And then they would call the county recorder's office and say, here's the numbers. And then they would report it. So within an hour, everybody knew who won. Now what they've done is these new systems, and we're not allowed to say the company, apparently. That
well, we got to be careful because we could say
all these different companies.
Starts
right?
with a D and ends in an Aminion.
Aminion and starts with S, ends with Martmatic. These machines have basically like memory cards, right? And so now what they do, instead of just reading the data and calling it in and reporting it, you know, these are unofficial election results until the official canvas comes out anyways. This is all unofficial. But instead of just doing that the same way, they wait for these memory cards to get driven in. And I don't know what in the world takes 5 hours to read memory cards, but it took them literally 5 hours to read these memory cards last night.
Well, here's my theory. So my theory is this. My theory is that MAGA showed up huge, overwhelmed the system, and they wanted to rob an election night party, speech, and transition.
Totally.
And they would rather have this kind of murky, like, oh, she's the nominee a couple weeks later. The establishment did not want to have this decisive, declarative, headline-grabbing MAGA win. They would rather have this multi-day kind of drip, 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 where it kind of feels as if like, oh, okay, I guess she's the nominee now. They don't want that transition of momentum. Is that fair to say? Super quick.
Yes, absolutely. And that's where I think these Republicans that have aided the Democrats are so stupid is because, look, guys, it does the Republican Party no favors for you guys to drag this out, to create infighting, which is exactly what they've done for the last two election cycles.
Yeah. And so basically, just so you guys understand the results right now, there's 100,000 votes left outstanding to vote. They should be overwhelmingly Carrie Lake. and that, overwhelmingly Blake Masters.
So Carrie's votes yesterday broke. She won 67% of the day of
and
votes.
And these are on top of it. These are probably, I think, 70 to 80% because these are the mule people.
I would agree. I think so, too.
And I agree with that. We called that on the program. These are the people that are so skeptical, they went in themselves and gave the ballot. Look, today I want to share with you a quick bedside routine that I do, and I think you'll really like it. I'm using it right now, and it relates to a question I've been saying for quite a while. And I have this question for you, and listen carefully to the end, as there's a special offer that includes free gifts. If I asked you what is the number one health problem people from all over the world are facing, would you know what it is? If you guessed sleep, you're right. However, the majority of people are lacking energy throughout the day, but lack of energy is a symptom of a bigger problem that it is very difficult to gain control over, and that is sleep. Sleep can affect your mood, hormones, weight gain, and so many other factors negatively impacting you. The more you study about sleep, the more you realize how much it impacts all of the other things in your life. Now, many of you are probably going to bed early, but you probably lay awake and you're restless and you check your phone. And there is a hack, though. And I actually just told one of our Turning Point USA team members about magnesium, and it totally changed her life. So if you find yourself staring at the ceiling only to be awake hours later, then looking at your phone and watching a movie, or you try to read a book, you just can't get to sleep, there might be something you can do. Or maybe you're waking up in the morning feeling like you barely slept. I invite you to try a simple bedtime routine that works beautifully for me, and you'll sleep amazing. All it takes is a glass of water and two safe, natural magnesium breakthrough capsules 30 minutes before hitting the pillow. I kid you not, 30 minutes before bed, I get my glass of water, and as soon as I get magnesium in me, I can start to feel the gears slowing down. Now, for me, that's a lot, because to slow down the gears, it takes some serious product, and it's all natural. It's not a drug. It's not some sort of benzodiazepine. No, it's natural. So look, I've studied magnesium for a while, been using it for over a year. It's been a game changer. These seven essential forms of magnesium included in this full spectrum serving help you relax, unwind, and turn off your active brain after a long stressful day so you can rest peacefully and wake up feeling refreshed, vibrant, and alert. Magnesium is also really good for muscle recovery as well. So maybe you're just high strung. Magnesium might be the solution for you. Magnesium Breakthrough has become a household name over the last few years because of its reputation. Just recently, the company released their fourth upgraded formulation that works better than ever before. This is a very simple, cost-effective solution. I invite you to try it if you have not already. And for a limited time, Buy Optimizers, the makers of Magnesium Breakthrough, is offering an additional bonus gift for the next 1,000 customers or while supplies last. They're including free bottles of their full line of digestive health products, including their powerful digestive enzymes, Masszymes, their patented probiotic, P3OM, and their HCL product to help alleviate heartburn and acid reflux. That means you're getting free products to try that will support your digestive system so you experience less bloating and gas throughout the day. Having an optimized digestive system means less energy, trying to digest foods, and more absorbing the nutrients that you need to eat. I also use digestive enzymes, and they're amazing from Masszymes. Visit magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. That is M-A-G. BREAKTHROUGH.com/Kirk, magbreakthrough.com/Kirk, and use Kirk10 to activate this exclusive limited time offer. This offer is only available with the special access code website, magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. Let me tell you again, you need your sleep. Sleep impacts everything. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. That is magbreakthrough.com/Kirk, and use Kirk10 for 10% off any order. So Donald Trump made some pretty bold endorsements here in Arizona. So Blake Masters has won. Mark Fincham has won. Rusty Bowers, who testified in front of the J6 committee, has lost. And Farnsworth, in opposition, has won. And looks like Kerry is going to win. There's 100,000 ballots outstanding. People are a little worried. They say, can they still do some shenanigans with those 100,000 ballots? But talk about the type of voters. And what are these ballots, Tyler? These are the people that went to a vote processing center on the day of the election and then put in their ballot, of which, for example, my wife and my mother-in-law, they're like, we don't trust the mail-in system. Mm-hmm. We're literally going to go give our ballot. I just thought of that as an archetype example of hard R's that did that. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see the final number, but most of yesterday was trending like 85% of all the votes that were cast yesterday were Republican. And clearly the day of votes that were cast yesterday were 67% in favor of Carrie Lake, which tells you that there's probably the likelihood is probably going to be a 60-something percent number for those early ballots that were dropped off, because it's mm-hmm. the same kind of people, because they're confused, right? Because what the Democrats have done is confused everybody.
It's almost a strategy of confusion, right?
It's a strategy of confusion, in my opinion, because it didn't used to be this way, right? It was, mail-in ballot is a just-in-case thing. You mail it in early, and if you don't, you go to the polling place. Now it's like, now they've put so much emphasis, it's like, oh, you can vote this way and that way and backwards and on your house and with a fox and a box and with a house and a mouse. And the Democrats have done this so much that it's in their effort. And I honestly believe that there's a lot of good Democrats that are like, I really care about people having access to vote. And that's fair. That's a fair argument.
But maybe Democrat voters, not the operatives.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The voters in their quest to support that, they've actually made things far more confusing. And I would even argue even more difficult, which we talked about yesterday,
yes.
which is that in rural and suburban areas
like
now,
Scottsdale,
because they've eliminated the crate vote centers, which are bigger, you know, I call them the Walmart of polling places.
Yep. They're unnecessarily creating these massive bureaucracies.
We need mom and pop shop.
But you made such a good point last night. This is why Iowa gets their results immediately, because they have counties everywhere. And there's someone account. They have 99 counties, right? Iowa, 108 counties or something like that?
Everybody knows everybody in those 99 counties, right?
But then every one of those counties has someone who's responsible for the precincts. And so they divide the labor. Where what you have in Arizona is a monster county. How many people are in Maricopa County? 4 million people? 5 million people?
Yeah, we're trending towards 5. So
I mean, that's 5 Montanas about.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Maricopa County of 5 Montanas. And they all have to bring these trucks of ballots into a vote processing center. And I mean, what it does, Tyler, also, I think you made this point. If you're trying to restore people's faith in the process, this is the worst way to do it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just from an appearance standpoint, when you cannot have a winner on election night, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do it. So basically, here's the latest out of Arizona. Blake Masters has won. Mark Fincham has won. Abe Hamada has won. And are you confident to say that Carrie Lake has won?
Yeah. I mean, the likelihood of Carrie losing at this point is so low that I'm willing to go to my RNC meeting tonight. So if that wasn't the case, I'd probably stick around. But I mean, look, here's the reality is that, and this is what the actual audience needs to know. The big question I think we've seen a number of people ask is like, well, why are they doing all this, Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they pushing us towards these insane election procedures? Well, they want to create confusion and they want to eliminate precinct voting. And you know, the big question is, well, how do they do that? Well, let's look to California. If you want to know how to mess up a state, just go to California.
Or Colorado.
Yeah.
Very similar.
But California has done everything. They've led on every bad election procedure and policy in the country. And as most of you know, they've instituted jungle primaries there. So mm-hmm. that's what we're waiting to watch and see in Washington with the Joe Kent race. And I know a lot of people are really involved with that. They have a top two primary. So two Republicans could come out of that district. A Republican and Democrat, it's the top two vote getters.
Has there been a call yet in that?
There hasn't been. There's been some indication, but apparently they haven't counted the day of votes yet there mm-hmm. in Washington. So so this is
we're, such a mess.
We're watching this. What they want to do is they want to totally hijack our system. They want to get rid of precinct voting. They want to create these massive vote centers. Why?
Because like a post office type model.
Well, the Soviet Union, the way that they were able to control people for so long was they stacked everybody on top of each other. So you all lived in an apartment complex that you were all there within mm-hmm. 1 square mile, and they would control your vote, right? They wanted one party, one vote. They can control you. They knew where you were. They could make influence on you. And that's what they're really trying to do. And so we're going to get into the voting systems in the future.
Mark Fincham is going to be the nominee for Republicans. He's promising to fix a lot of this as Secretary of State. He's going to have a tough race in the general. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. The recent rulings from the Supreme Court, they didn't happen on their own. It took support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and has been on the front lines fighting for your values. Inflation has really made it hard on Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget.
They offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. You get the same service, and your money is going to a company fighting for the sanctity of life, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. If you're a veteran or first responder, please let them know because they have special discounts just for you. Join our movement and make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. 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 Or call 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. I'm going to read an email I got last night. And by the way, I don't consider this, this doesn't offend me. I don't consider it to be an insult. I just want to kind of go through the sentiment, though, because I know some people had the sentiment. We got a lot of nasty emails last night. Someone said, Charlie, you are clueless about the election. You are so naive. Elections are easy to steal. Katie Hobbs will never let Kerry win. Why are they letting Blake win? He's a 1 out of 100, not a threat. That way, idiots like yourself think there's integrity in the elections. Wake up, clueless Charlie. You are too full of yourself, Bruce. Look, we could go through that email and what I think is wrong about that sentiment. But I do want to just say, though, that a lot of you probably felt that last night. You said, oh my goodness, they're going through it again. They're doing all of this. But we can't stop voting and we can't stop showing up. Just look what happened last night. It shows that there is still an ability to overwhelm all the shenanigans, to overwhelm all of the problems with the process. And so I know there, a lot of people have PTSD and like, my goodness, they're doing it again. And by the way, it's not over. There's still 100,000 ballots outstanding. But I can say confidently, based on everything we know about those ballots and who actually turned them out, I think the confident winner is Carrie Lake. She could actually end up winning, in my opinion, by 30 to 40,000 votes. Now, here's something very important, that when we look at how to design our elections or redesign them, we need local control. Tyler was just talking about this. No more of these central vote processing centers. We need to be able to have local elections. Local elections are a threat to centralized tyranny. It is much harder to cut corners when you have a lot of independent nodes that are operating than one central place that can be controlled from the top down. It's very important. Local, bottom up, is far more transparent. And by the way, isn't that the way the Constitution is designed? And so Arizona, despite all of this, I want to just give a little bit of a shout out and give a little bit of an encouragement to you. Despite all of this, you still showed up. Despite all of these problems, you still turned out. And for those of you that didn't turn out because like, oh, forget it, my vote doesn't count. Well, that's not true. So maybe you'll reconsider in November. Now, some of you say, Charlie, the elections, we still use all these different processes. You're right. But is the solution then to stay at home? No, we have to then try to win as many of these races despite all of this. And I acknowledge all the challenges. I acknowledge that Arizona does elections like a third world country. Despite all of this, every single county, despite all of that, went to Kerry Lake. And the Phoenix metro area, Maricopa County, there's still a lot of votes outstanding there, 100,000 votes outstanding, of which are people that went specifically on day of and brought their ballot in. And even if Kerry Lake only goes 50-50 out of those, which she'll do much better than that, 60 or 70 probably percent in favor of that, the race is over. There are still massive problems with our elections. What happened in Pinal County, ballot shortages, lines, this Sharpie thing. But patriots in Arizona didn't let that stop them. That should be a lesson for all of us, right? No matter where you are across the country, the worst thing you can do is to allow your doubts of the election system to make you stay at home. That is the worst thing you can do. Someone just emailed us, Charlie, you got us through your evening with your Kerry-like predictions. You nailed it too. Thank you. We just crunched the numbers when everyone else was kind of in a portion of hysteria. You know, I was going through some of the blogs last night of the experts. And they said, oh, wow, 40,000, very tough for Kerry Lake to overcome, looking very bad. And we got a lot of emails, a lot of people that were kind of not really happy about things. We said, hold on, just those are in the numbers here. because, again, the way Arizona does elections, for a New York Times reporter who doesn't live here, they come in and say, wow, this is a big lead, hard to overcome. Just like, slow down a little bit. How many day of votes is she winning? And then the MAGA voters were far less likely to put their put their ballot in a mail-in container or mail-in package and then move on. So let me tell you what's going to happen next. So Carrie Lake is going to be the Republican nominee in Arizona. I could say that confidently. Blake Masters already is. So here's what happens next, and they're doing this with J.D. Vance in Ohio, which is the Republican establishment would much rather have a Democrat that they can work with than a Republican who could actually get stuff done. So we got to get to work, and we're going to be doing this on our program nonstop. We're going to be covering this all the way to the midterms. But let me warn you about what's about to happen next. A nonstop flurry of demoralization polls are about to be published. For example, you're going to see a poll in the next couple days. I guarantee it. You could take it to the bank that shows Katie Hobbs up 6 to 10 points on Carrie Lake. I guarantee it. It's a fake suppression poll designed to make you give up. J.D. Vance, down 5 points to Tim Ryan in Ohio. He's not down 5 points to Tim Ryan in Ohio. It's a garbage poll. Herschel Walker down big time in Georgia. Why do they do this? To try to prevent volunteer activism, donations, engagement, and overall enthusiasm. These are suppression polls, period. And take it from a team here, the Charlie Kirk Show team, that studies this stuff. I'll tell you when to worry, as the great Rush Limbaugh used to say. I do worry about some Republican complacency. I told you that a couple days ago. That's separate than these suppression polls. But make no mistake, if it was a Republican establishment candidate, they don't do those suppression polls. They do the opposite. Why is that? Because they actually want to boost the donations for that candidate because it's so hard for them to raise money otherwise. Yeah, let's go to a piece of tape here. This is from MSNBC Morning Joe, Cut 38, trying to fearmonger about the big lie candidates like Blake and Kerry winning. We need all of you guys, okay? We need all of you guys united together to get behind MAGA America First candidates because suppression polls and demoralization polls. Let me just tell you again that the Republican establishment would rather have Mark Kelly than Blake Masters. The Republican establishment would rather have Katie Hobbs than Carrie Lake. We've beat the Republican establishment before, but they're going to do everything they can to make sure the money's not raised and they win in other places that they can control. Don't fall for it. It's going to require a grassroots muscle movement. Okay, let's play Cut 38, please.
Tuesday's primaries, also a critical test of former President Trump's grip on the GOP. And for now, it still appears strong. In Arizona, the scale's tipping for him and candidates who have questioned the legitimate results of the 2020 election. NBC News projecting Mr. Trump's preferred candidate, Blake Masters, winning the Republican Senate nomination. And in the GOP primary for governor, Carrie Lake, whom the former president prefers, pulling ahead against her opponent, Karen Taylor Robeson.
We know how our election systems work and they don't work well.
Lake, a former TV host, has amplified Mr. Trump's lies about a stolen election in 2020 while claiming without evidence her primary race is rigged. Questioned by NBC's Vaughn Hilliard.
So you know about a crime, and yet you're not reporting it to authorities.
And I'm not telling you about it.
Robeson, endorsed by former Vice President Mike Pence, says Lake is unfit to hold office.
The voters of Arizona deserve better. For a candidate to come out and say there's been fraud before a vote has even been cast is crazy. It is disqualifying, and she simply isn't fit for the job.
And Rusty Bowers, star witness of the January 6th hearings and the Republican Speaker of the Arizona House, projected to lose his primary just weeks after testifying. In Michigan, GOP Congressman Peter Meyer, who voted to impeach Mr. Trump over the January 6th insurrection, conceded overnight to his Trump-backed opponent, John Gibbs. Trump-endorsed conservative commentator Tudor Dixon has emerged as the GOP nominee for governor, facing an uphill battle against incumbent Democrat Gretchen Whitmer.
The Wicked Witch of the West. Boy, there are so many lies in that. So that was MSNBC. Okay, first of all, it's not an insurrection, all that stuff. We can get to that later. But it was very interesting to show how they were covering that. And so, by the way, this was a tweet last night by someone who all of the Washington, D.C. regime media considers to be an expert. All the smart people in Washington, D.C. consider him to be the expert. And quite honestly, I look to him for guidance in states I don't live in. When you live a certain place, we live in Arizona. So, look, Dave Wasserman's considered an expert. Okay, so he tweeted this out. Dave Wasserman said, Blake Masters, this was early in the night, right? Again, this is why it's so important, guys, to follow factual information and commentators who know what they're talking about, not people like Dave Wasserman, who made an understandable mistake. He's usually right. Okay, he said, look, Blake Masters, 34%, looks like it could be good enough for to win the Arizona Senate race, while Kerry Lake's 40% doesn't look like it will cut it. I mean, again, this was at 8:44 Arizona time. All the while, we were looking at the same numbers, saying the exact opposite. What's the takeaway? Please stop listening to the Mockingbird media. They're not there to help you or to serve you. And even when they were looking at the very same numbers we were looking at, we said, wait a second, she's winning 65% of day of votes. There's still this 125,000 mail-in ballots left. Why are you saying this? They cannot allow what they want to be true different than what is true. And look, I understand as a host, I have very strong opinions about things. As you know, we talk about them all the time. But when I'm talking about results, I don't try to contort them in a way that we want them to be. That would be dishonest to you. You look at what's happening, like, well, we didn't win that one, or we look at that one, or there was shenanigans here. The experts didn't just get this wrong, they got it wrong in real time. And there is a massive fire alarm being pulled right now in Republican establishment circles. Oh, my text back was, quote, Wasserman has bad info. We said that in our group chat. The expert got it wrong again. So interesting how that works. Somebody emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, when is the water main break going to happen in Maricopa County? Totally get the sentiment, by the way. After 2020, you see, I have to say, our team was impressively stoic yesterday. Right, would you say, Connor? Despite all of what we had around us. And one of the reasons was that I believe that there would be an overwhelm moment. I really did. And looked as if that's what's happening, by the way. That's not to mean that there weren't people that were like, oh, Republican ballot or this. We will never know part of the extent. Someone just emailed me, freedom@charliekirk.com. When can I put away my Valium and Xanax? I can't rest. I get it. So maybe just lean a little bit on my confidence right now. Maybe just outsource some of your paranoia to me. Let me just tell you, I'm looking at the numbers. I see what is outstanding. When elections are close, it empowers cockroaches to be able to cut corners. When elections are not close, all of a sudden, they're not able to play their games. So just lean into me. If you want confidence, lean on me. Now, you might be wondering, Charlie, why are you so confident right now? Let me tell you why. You know what ballots have not yet been counted in the Arizona race? 2,000 Mule fans' ballots have not yet been counted. That's who. The people, and again, Arizona has this goofy, wacky, nonsensical, unacceptable, bizarre process where they, you know what, actually somebody sent in this amazing graphic last night, if I could try to find it, where it actually goes through the 10-step process of how to count a ballot in Arizona. It's insane. It's unacceptable. When new power takes over, gotta fix it. It's a joke. Why am I confident? So the way it works in Arizona, so early mail-in votes, so people that put the vote in the mail and they send it in, those get counted first. Those are not going to be your MAGA people. Kerry Lake lost that population rather considerably. Why? Those are people that do not want to put their ballot in a mail-in envelope after everything that happened. So if you know the conservative base, that didn't faze me at all. It fazed Dave Wasserman, who's like, wow, Kerry's going to lose. Okay, how about you go talk to a voter that doesn't live in Washington, D.C.? Second part of voting that was tabulated, which came in over the evening, is same-day voting. So people that went into an actual vote center and they voted, okay, we finally got some of that. But then there's a third category, which is the most it's just the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Most important to understand, and honestly should be counted the same as the other, which are people that were so worried about mail-in voting, they got a mail-in ballot to their home. So these are people that used to trust mail-in balloting, which is a lot of Republicans. They got a mail to their home, mail in their home, like my wife. She didn't trust putting it in the envelope because she watched 2,000 Meals. And she showed up to the vote processing center and said, here's my vote. Here's my ballot, I should say. And they take the ballot and they process it. There's 125,000 of those. Those are grassroots 2,000 Meal MAGA people that I believe Carrie Lake will win 70 to 30% of those, anywhere to 70 to 80% of those. Said differently, Carrie Lake maintains a 12,000 vote lead. Very possible she ends up winning by 30 to 40,000 votes. Very possible. And that also is the same for Pima. That's the same for parts of Pinal, the same of parts of Coconino. So Carrie Lake is winning every other county except Maricopa, and they haven't even fully reported their counties. So those margins should only increase from this point forward. The third category is your ultra MAGA people that haven't even been counted yet. But don't ask the New York Times. They don't understand that. They see one result and they're immediately ready to call the race. We don't do that around here. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.